Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the king.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for you on tonight. We thank God for life, health, and strength. We thank God for his wonderful mercies, which are new every morning. We realize tonight that the blood of Jesus will never lose its power. As we continue to plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer line, over your lives, over our endeavors, we believe that, hallelujah, we win. And we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. There is purpose on your life. There's a call on your life. And we just thank God as you activate and as you exercise this thing which we call prayer, we know that that solidifies everything that God wants to do in and through your life. My wife and I, she just celebrated 55 years of life on Sunday. Pastor Rebecca had a birthday, and we celebrated, and we thank God he gave her another year of life. Our youngest daughter went off to college this week, and we've seen so many milestones, but through the power of prayer, the enemy tried to prevent us. Come on, somebody. The enemy tried to prevent us in so many ways to not even have these victories that I can account and that I can measure. There's so many times in our lives where we can measure and we can see the hand of God. But I was sharing with my wife on this week, how many times do we not recognize when God is at work? Oh, I don't know who that's for. But we ought to just give God praise, thanks and honor each and every moment that we get, the things that we will never encounter, the things that we would never have to deal with, because the word declares he will never put on you and I more than what we can bear. So I thank God, amen, as he continues to put a refuge and hedge around you and your family as you go towards your dreams and your goals and whatever it is you want out of this life, that God is with you. I want to read, coming from Joshua chapter number 5 and some of chapter number 6, and just share a few thoughts, and we're going to pray. But God gives Joshua some direction in Joshua chapter 1 that I'll reflect on. But let's look at Joshua chapter 5, verse number 13 first. It says, now when Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, are you for us or for the enemies? Neither, he replied, but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. Then Joshua fell face down on the ground in reverence and asked him, what message does the Lord have for his servant? The commander of the Lord's army replied, take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. And Joshua did so. Chapter number 6 says, now Jericho was tightly shut up because of the Israelites. No one went out, and no one was able to come in. Then the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have delivered Jericho into your hands, along with the king and his fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry the trumpets and the ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear the sound of the long blast on the trumpets, have all the people give a loud shout. Then the walls of the city will collapse, and the people will go up, everyone, every man, straight in. Joshua gets a instruction from God in Joshua chapter 1. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now you carry these people over into the promised land of Canaan that I promised to Moses and their forefathers to give unto them. And as it proceeds Jericho, we see that they cross the Jordan River miraculously, as the priests put the ark and their feet into the water. We see that Jordan split in half. And God allowed the walls to rise up of water, and the people of God went over as they went toward the promised land. Now they're facing Jericho, which is tightly shut up. And before they get to this next battle, before they get to this next dilemma, God sends an angel to assure Joshua, I've delivered Jericho into your hand. But there's some instructions that you must follow to get this victory. All in all, before they get passed into the land of Canaan, between Moses and Joshua, 31 kings were defeated.
My God.
They battled after battle, war after war, trial after trial. And sometimes as believers, we don't recognize, although the promise is made, although the victory has been won, there's something expected of us.
Yes.
One of the reasons we pray is to stay on point with God. So the first thing I want to share tonight is that walls do fall. Walls do fall. I've seen even in my own life the bondage and the kind of prisons and the kind of strongholds that used to have me in bondage. Even as we went to a wedding on Sunday, sometimes I'm talking to family members and I see certain things that used to keep me in bondage. And I've seen deliverance, and I've seen people being set free, and I've seen people having this newness become a part of their lives. Just like God parted the Red Sea and the walls came down so the people of God could go over. Just like Jacob and Esau reconciled with one another and their family bond got tight before God was going to do a great work in Jacob's lives by blessing the 12 tribes of Israel. Just like the veil was torn and we no longer need a priest to pray on our behalf. But as Jesus was crucified, the Bible says that the veil was torn and that wall of petition that separated us from the most holy God, that wall was torn down. Now we can come to a prayer line. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. We can come to a prayer line, Pastor, on a Tuesday night.
Yes.
No priest involved. No confession booth.
Yes.
We can go directly to God the Father.
Yes.
Because that wall was torn down.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
And God is saying to us tonight, sometimes there's some walls that need to come down in our marriages. There's some walls that need to come down that have been blocking our minds and some walls around our hearts. There's been some walls around our eyes and our ears and our mouths. And God said they're coming down tonight. I feel the Holy Ghost. There's some things that have been blocking us, preventing us, and keeping us from getting to that next level, that next move of God. So as Jericho did the supernatural by marching around this wall for 6 days, and on the seventh day they shouted, and the walls came down. As God began to do a supernatural work in our lives, He told me to tell the people in this prayer line, after the supernatural begins the natural. After the spiritual begins the natural. In other words, even though God allowed the wall of Jericho to come down, He said, then the people of God will go in and claim and possess what I have given them. When God gives us an opportunity for a job, when God gives us an opportunity for ministry and open door, when God gives us an opportunity and a segue to talk to our children candidly, heart to heart, when God gives us a breakthrough in our marriages where we know there's been a wall, there's been a petition, there's been something that has been hindering the marriage to go to that next level, when God begin to remove barriers from our lives, then there's something we must do. We must act. We must move out and not hesitate. We got to respond because God requires something of us. And he says to us tonight, when you pray, believe that I hear your prayers. Believe that when you pray that thing, you've already received it by faith. Believe that when you pray, it's just not empty words being uttered, but there's some action. There's some invisible forces going to work on your behalf. Now you got to step out. You got to go on the interview. You got to put the business plan out there. You got to activate your faith and do ministry. There's something required of us, Pastor.
My God.
Sometimes we had a blockage even talking to our own children.
Yes, yes.
But God allows them to say something that gives us a cue.
Yes.
That, wait a minute.
Yeah.
They never wanted to go to church before.
Right.
They never read the word before. They never asked me to pray for them before. They never wanted my advice in this particular issue.
Yeah.
That's a wall being torn down.
No.
That's God doing a supernatural work. And finally, God says to us tonight, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We ought to get to the place where we expect resistance.
Jesus.
We expect opposition. We almost can get to the place where we anticipate warfare.
My God.
He showed me, even as you read Joshua, you go to the end, and there was still land to possess. He says, he named all the kings, all the territory that they had possessed, all the kings that Moses and Joshua defeated, and all this land that they preoccupied. Now God is handing it over to the people of God. When we pray, God will allow us to step into a possession that belongs to somebody else, even as we speak.
My God.
He'll give you the building. He'll give you that home that you want. He'll give you that opportunity that has been so evasive from your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we recognize tonight that walls do fall.
Yes,
we recognize tonight that there have been strongholds and there have been familiar spirits. There have been generational curses that have been preventing us to be successful in certain areas of life.
Yes.
But as we pray tonight, we pray that we are starting a new era in our family bloodline. We are starting, in the name of Jesus, a new way of doing, a new way of living.
Yes.
There are so many Christians in today's world who can't break free from certain strongholds. They can't seem to break free from the pastor to the pew. They are secret sins. There are things that they are hiding behind. Yes, they have charismatic gifts, but their character is flawed. But in the name of Jesus, there go I, but by the grace of God. We can't point fingers. We can't say we got it right and others are getting it wrong. We can't say we don't need the mercy of God like our brother and our sister in Christ.
Yes.
The Bible says if a man, a brother, or a sister be taken in a fall,
yes,
pray for such a one.
Yes, Lord.
We don't gloat when people sin.
Yes, God.
We don't gloat when God exposes mess.
My God, my God.
We don't rejoice when God reveals what is wrong.
Yes.
We got to pray for the body of Christ.
Yes.
There's much that is broken in the church.
Yes, God.
And those of us that are getting it right to some degree,
yes,
have mercy on those who can't seem to get it together.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Have mercy on those who always keep falling short.
Amen.
There are some people that have been in this thing much longer than us, for decades,
yes,
and they still are battling with certain sins. They are still battling with fear that keep them in bondage. They are still held prison to some of the things that God wants to break them free from. And they're getting divorces. They got to do stuff secretly and in the dark. They got to do things out of character. Lose their integrity once again. But we got to pray to stay strong, beloved. We got to pray so that we don't fall into the snare and the trap of the enemy.
Yes.
We got to pray against this epidemic of divorce in our land.
Yes.
We got to pray against this epidemic of our kids not being able to finish high school. And not the kids on this prayer line. But so many kids want to go to college. So many kids want to break free from poverty. There are so many that want to live a good life and live right. And we got to pray for them. There's so many pastors and clergy, bishops and apostles who have double lives, and God wants them to be broken free. So we got to pray tonight. There are so many marriages that are broken and fragmented. And God is saying, those of you who are the light of the world and the salt of the earth, show them even through visible examples of what a godly marriage looks like, what love, real love, feels like. It's not about, my wife said this in her sermon on Monday. So many people have mastered how to do church. We're in a generation where we masquerade and we hide behind this church thing. And we know how to get people to stand up. We know how to get them to run around and act a fool and go home still broken and devastated. That's not what God saved us from. That's not what God wants and requires from the people of God.
Yes.
My wife and I, when he told us to part the liquor, he knew we had the capacity to do so. And we liked doing what we were doing. We loved the party. We loved the party scene. I was drinking and drugging since an early age. But God says, I want to show you supernaturally, if you trust me, that you can lay down the weight and the sin that's so easy to beset you. He knew I would face cancer in 2015.
My God.
He knew I would need that testimony.
My God.
Of him giving me instruction and me trying to obey him. He gave me many instructions on that hospital bed.
Jesus.
When I couldn't do for myself, he gave my wife instruction for me.
Yes, hallelujah.
Read Psalm 91 every day while you're in this hospital.
Jesus.
Read the word of God every day.
Jesus, hallelujah.
See, Pastor, after the supernatural, there's the natural.
Yes.
But as I give this prayer line to you,
my God.
He told Joshua, meditate on the word day and night.
Yes.
Do not let this book depart out of your mouth.
Yes.
I'm going to give you Jericho.
Jesus.
I'm going to give you the Jordan.
Jesus.
I'm going to let you defeat 31 kings. But if you don't let this Bible, you don't let the word of God slip away from you,
my God.
That is going to be your key to victory.
Jesus.
So as we pray tonight, read your word, beloved. Don't let the Bible get boring to you. Don't let the word of God evade you or you can go without the word on a daily basis.
Yes.
Speak the word. Say the word. Believe the word.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. We worship you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise on today just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for this day. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Lord, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh God. We thank you for your divine favor, God. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. And we exalt your name on today, God. We thank you for this prayer line, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for every person, oh God, who has called in to tarry with us during this hour of prayer. Hallelujah. This time of prayer. Jesus said, could you not pray for 1 hour? So, Lord, we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for giving us the desire to pray, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, to be obedient to the call. Lord, we pray, hallelujah, for the church, God. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, God, the local assembly, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the word that's been released over your church, oh God, that the people will come, oh God, that they are coming, oh God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. Thank you for the oil, oh God, the fresh oil, oh God, that's been released for that house, God. Thank you, Lord, for the anointing, oh God, that destroys every yoke. We thank you and we praise you. We declare and decree breakthrough and victory in every life. We declare and decree breakthrough and victory victory in every marriage. We declare and decree breakthrough in every financial situation. We declare and decree breakthrough in every sickness. Oh, my God, that every person that's experiencing sickness, oh, God, shall be healed, is healed, oh, God. By your stripes, we are healed, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we receive healing on tonight. We receive breakthrough on tonight. We receive prosperity on tonight. We receive victory on tonight, God. We receive, hallelujah, deliverance on tonight, God. We receive, oh God, wholeness on tonight. We declare that there's nothing broken, nothing missing, oh God. But we are walking in sanctified wholeness, my God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, oh God. We bind up every spirit that's not like you, Lord. And we declare victory over the lives of your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, continue to have your way. Bless your church. Bless the church. Bless New Creation Christian Ministries. Every need met. We declare every need met, God. We declare every bill paid in your church, God. We declare that the sowers are sowing, oh God. That the tithers are tithing, oh God. That the givers are giving, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we declare and decree, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that there is no lack in your house, God, that there is love in your house, that there is unity in your house at 1482 Maple Avenue, that the people are coming, God, Lord, they're coming, Lord, they're coming. We declare and decree that they are coming, oh God, that every seat, every pew is filled, my God, in the name of Jesus, that people are coming hungry for your word and they are being fed, oh God, and they are that the disciples are being developed, oh God, and leaders, my God, are coming to the forefront, oh God, in the name of Jesus, yeah. That the servants are serving, Lord, my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, for the prayer warriors, God. We thank you for the praise team, God. We thank you for the musicians, oh Lord. We thank you for people that have a heart for you, oh God, that will submit to the direction and the leadership of the pastors that you have given us, my God. Hallelujah. That they will submit to our leadership, oh God. That they will submit to the vision of the house, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And we consider it done. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We glorify your name. And we thank you for our local assembly, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith on tonight. And we bless your holy name for hallelujah. You are up to something, and we believe by faith right now that it's already secured, it's already done. All is well with our souls on tonight. So we thank you for everyone on this prayer line. We thank you for every member of our local church. We thank you for every family represented here tonight. Lord, you know what they stand in the need of. You understand, hallelujah, their most earnest prayer. You know what they're struggling with. You know what they're suffering with. You know, in the name of Jesus, of sickness or disease have been their portion in this season. You know, if they're going through financial turmoil, but God, all things, hallelujah, I have been revealed to you. And we thank you for your precious blood of Jesus covering every life. As we open up the prayer lines on tonight, as we move forward, we know with two or more gathered in the name of Jesus that you be in the midst of us. So, Lord, we thank you. And we praise you, and we bless your holy name on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And, Lord, we pray for every family, God. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for every family. I touch and agree with my husband. We pray for every family that is connected to New Creation Christian Ministries. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will continue, Father God, to save the soul, to change the life, oh God, that you will set the captives free, that you will destroy every yoke, oh God, and every life, oh God. We pray for every child, every grandchild, oh God, every great-grandchild. Lord, we thank you. We pray for every marriage, God. We pray, Father God, for the finances of your people, oh God. So continue to bless your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. For those of you who are familiar with the operation of the prayer line, if you press 1 at this time, we're going to take prayer requests and praise reports. But if you press 1 on your phone, we will put you on the air. And we thank God, amen, for every caller on tonight. We're going to get to every caller, hallelujah. We know that there's power in prayer. We have been getting feedback and testimonies and accounts of the prayers of the righteous availing much. We know that God is performing miracles in your life. That manifestation of miracles is taking place right before our eyes. We believe on this prayer line in the supernatural. We know, hallelujah, that we know a God that can do the impossible. So press 1 on your phone, and we're going to get to every caller. And we thank God, amen, as we go forward in prayer, that God will get the glory out of this prayer line. We saw that hand raised. If you want to press 1 on your phone again, we're going to get back to that caller. But if you press 1, we will get to you. But, Pastor, take this first caller tonight. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. 919. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you tonight.
God bless you as well, Pastor. I took my light off because I was like, well, you know, I didn't want to be selfish. But you told me to put it back on, so I did. I thank God for you guys. I really do, for yourself and your prophetess as well. I just wanted you guys to pray for me tonight, and whichever way God lead. But I have, there's some things that God has been doing with me as far as ministry, and I would like prayer for that as well.
Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, even as we ministered that word through the life of Joshua, I thank you in the name of Jesus as you have opened the door, hallelujah, for this woman of God that no man can shut. And we thank you for this opportunity, Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus that it will become an effective work. We thank you that the kingdom of God suffered violence, but the violence break it and take it by force. And we thank you in the name of Jesus, even if her eyes have not seen, the ears have not heard, has not even entered into the heart, what you're going to do for those who love you and seek you. So I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you'll increase the anointing on her life, that you'll equip her, God, and educate her and edify her and exhort her to do the things that you have called her to do. So I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that the supernatural hand of God will be on every venture, that spiritually, God, you will dispatch angels. And Father God, that you would, hallelujah, do an invisible work that only you can perform, that Father God, even as she walks away and step away, that she would recognize this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in her eyes. So I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for those who are willing to serve you in this hour, those who are willing, like the prophet Isaiah, willing to go. God said, who will go? And this young lady is saying, I will, Lord. And I thank you for the continued yes that she will always have in her spirit. In the name of Jesus, we recognize sometimes, Lord, that it won't be popular, that, Lord, sometimes she won't even be able to articulate what you are doing in and through her life. But, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that the Holy Ghost and a greater one that rests on the inner side of her will be greater than any force that is in this world. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. So, Lord, as we talked about the resistance, as we talked about the opposition, as we talked about the spiritual warfare, Lord, ready her heart, ready her mind, give her the stamina and the character, Lord, to be steadfast and unmovable and unshakable in the name of Jesus. And Lord, increase her prayer life. Let her fall on her face on a daily basis as she rise up and go to bed at night. As she begin to do ministry, Lord, let her pray fervently in the mighty name of Jesus. Let her be ready and equipped supernaturally to do a natural work in the body of Christ. So, Lord, I thank you that you even equip her with the resources that she would need, that you would, Father God, even allow her in the name of Jesus to bring your name glory through humility, through a spirit, Father God, of being humble. I thank you that you'll continue to work, that you'll continue to minister to her personally, even her personal desires, even the things that she longed for, that she's still waiting for, even the things, Father God, that she still has on the table, the things that she uttered in her private prayer closet. God, we know you're no respecter of person. So I thank you as you continue to bless her and bless her indeed, that she'll bring your name glory, that, Father God, her heart will be fulfilled and the living waters will continue to spring up out of her life,
yes, Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
so, Father God, I thank you,
Jesus,
and I praise you,
yes, Lord,
in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we thank God that
you
are covered in prayer, and even as you pray over whatever it is God is doing in this season in your life, we believe that he's going to honor your personal prayers to him. I don't know what you're doing for the Lord, but I believe that God is going to help you and equip you to make it an effective work in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Well, we thank God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say, continue to go forth. Go forth in the season. Hallelujah. I just hear God saying, don't get impatient. Hallelujah. With the process. My God, there's a process that you're in the middle of. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a pruning and a purging process that you're in the middle of, even pertaining to ministry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it seems like there's no support, but God is yet building a support system around you. He's rebuilding your support system. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I touch it with that word, that pastor released, to lay on your face and fast and pray. My God, don't get distracted in this season. Hallelujah. While you're waiting, God, I see you waiting for God to move in so many areas that even it's beginning to, because there's so much, is even beginning to impact your ministry. My God, because there's so much going on, and that is the attack of the enemy. He has sent the spirit of distraction against you to discourage you. My God, hallelujah. But God says, continue to move forward.
Amen.
Continue to move forward. Hallelujah. Pursue. My God, pursue the Lord like never before and keep your hand to the plow. Keep doing the work. There's fresh oil being released through the pressure that you're going, and because of the perseverance, my God, in this area. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we just thank you for her ministry, God, and we thank you for what you're doing in the area of her ministry. We ask you, Father God, that you will continue to open doors that no man can close,
yes,
and close doors that no man can open. We thank you for divine intervention even in the areas of her enemies. And even as the word was released, that so many people will have to be defeated, so many enemies will have to be defeated before she gets to that place where you are taking her. But, Lord, continue to give her the strength, like Pastor prayed, and the stamina to stay in the fight and to stay on the battlefield. So, Lord, we just thank you as you continue to strengthen this woman of God. We thank you for her life. We thank you for her diligence. And we thank you for her ministry, God. And we pray and cover her. We plead the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We plead the blood of Jesus over her and over her family and over her ministry. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory. Thank God for you. Continue to, again, pray without ceasing.
Yes.
And
yes.
God will do the
yes.
rest. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, prophetess.
God bless
my
you guys
God.
As well.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're going to take another call tonight. We thank God for her as she's moving forward by faith to do a ministry work for the Lord in the body of Christ. We know that God is with her. And if God be for her, who can be against her? Area code 770-770. God bless you tonight. We thank God for you.
We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He never failed me yet. Life run around. We come this far by faith. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He never failed me yet. Whoa, oh, can't turn around. We've come this far by faith. Trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield till I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield till I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right till I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right till I die.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless everyone. This prayer line. Thank you, Lord. God has done so many miracles in my life. When I thought things were impossible, He made it possible. And that's why I walk by faith. I know that whatever I have in my heart, what I've asked my God, He will make it come to pass. I just have to be still, have faith in him, and have trust that he'll do things for you at the right time and when he feels it's good for you. I love God so much. I have learned so much in the past, and I'm always believing in God. There's always something, or should I say the enemy, when he sees you getting so close to God, it's true. He will do anything to, like, sidetrack you, like, just to take you off track. And you know what? I thank God so much that he has allowed me to make a difference and tell the difference when, you know, the enemy is trying to trying to take me off track. And I'll say to myself, no, this is not it. I'm going to just stay right there. I'm going to believe in God because I know if I stay on the right track, it's going to happen. It's going to come to pass. And therefore, I trust God. I have faith in God. And I have faith in him. And I believe that he is going to approve my disability benefit at his right time. I will believe and have faith that this is also going to come to pass. I thank everybody on this prayer line. I missed you guys last week. I was kind of tied up in something, but, I mean, I just love God. Through God, nothing is impossible. Everything is possible. You just have to stay focused and have faith that it will happen. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca. Thank you, Pastor Anthony, and God bless you both. And Pastor Rebecca, I know I wished you a happy birthday, but happy belated birthday again. And I just, God bless everybody on this prayer line. I really feel joyful at the way I feel every day, that even though I might not be feeling well, whatever, but you know what? There's other people that are feeling worse than me. I just have to keep going and believing in God that he is going to make my path a lot lighter. Thank you, Lord, and hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for your grace upon my life. And I just ask for prayers for those people that are still not saved because something has to happen so they realize that, you know, that there is a God. And there, with faith, anything could happen. Thank you so much, yes. Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. And we thank God. To God be the glory. And the word declares that we must hold fast to our profession of faith.
Yes.
And as you played those songs, I will trust in the Lord.
Yes.
And coming this far by faith, you made a declaration through song, amen, that the devil can throw his best shot, and his best shot ain't even good enough.
Mm.
So we thank God. As you are steadfast, unmovable, you are simply living out and walking out the word.
Yes,
so, Father,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, that she is even resting in the Lord. Lord, you understand what she's standing in need of, but you said your grace is sufficient, and we thank you for her son and her life. We thank you that every need is being met on a daily basis. You said don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow have enough worries of its own.
Yes.
Sufficient is today. So, Lord, I thank you that you have blessed her today, that she is thank you in the name of Jesus.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you.
She, in the name of Jesus, for the many miracles that you have brought her through already, over many trials, over many tests, over many tribulations, over many hardships and moments. I thank you in the name of Jesus, that through every storm, through every disappointment,
Lord,
you have been there. So, Lord, I thank you,
Lord,
that she continues to lean
thank
on you, even concerning disability
thank
benefits,
you.
Even concerning
yes,
money and, Father God, her livelihood,
yes.
Even concerning being a mother to her son. I thank
yes,
you
Lord,
in the
thank
name
you.
Of Jesus.
Thank you,
that,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You will do
hallelujah,
a supernatural
Lord.
You will
thank
do a supernatural
Lord.
Work
yes,
in and through her life. Even
yes,
showing
Lord.
Her, Lord, your power and your
yes.
glory and your influence,
yes,
even in God, human existence.
Yes,
glory
yes,
be
Lord.
To God. You turn the
glory
heart of the King.
God. Yes, Lord.
You set seasons in motion.
Yes, Lord.
You
yes,
understand
Lord.
The beginning from the end.
Yes,
you already determined her end
at the beginning.
Yes, Lord.
So we pray and we know that all things are working on her behalf.
Yes,
we know in due season she's going to reap a marvelous harvest.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Because she already said she is not going to faint, not.
Yes,
so we thank you for the life of Maria. We thank you for her praise and her testimony of your goodness.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, that she is counting herself blessed and not cursed.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
And
thank
we praise you,
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
We praise you for every blessing.
Yes,
we thank
Jesus.
You
thank
for every
you.
Moment. And we give your name glory.
Hallelujah.
For
thank
every
you,
victory
Lord.
She's
God
received.
God all the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. I receive that in Jesus' name, Pastor Anthony. God bless you both. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for the birthday greetings. Hallelujah. I thank you and I love you. And, you know, God is just, he's confirming so many things in your life. You know, even as Pastor was praying, God told me, I heard increase. I heard the word increase in your life, that God is sending increase in your life because you are not asking God. You're not asking God for stuff. That you have fallen in love with Jesus, my God, hallelujah.
You,
and you are delighting
hallelujah.
Yourself in me. And God said, as you delight yourself in me,
thank
I shall
you,
give you the desires of your
thank
heart.
You. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. To God be all the glory,
you
dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
You,
and you don't even
hallelujah.
Ask for me. Give those things to you. But God says, you sit in my peace. And because you sit in my peace and you sit in my love, God
thank
says,
you,
I'm going
Jesus.
To bless you with those things that you desire. Hallelujah.
I receive that in Jesus' name, Lord
Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Your praise has released your breakthrough. My God,
thank
your
you,
praise
Lord.
Has released your breakthrough
thank you, Jesus.
In the
hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
so God,
Lord.
Get ready. Expect
thank
the
you. Hallelujah,
expect
Jesus.
The
thank you.
Expect
thank
God
you.
To,
to
move.
God be
hallelujah.
All the glory.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
This woman of God, we thank you for
thank
the praise that's always on her lips. We thank you for continually
thank you,
moving in her life. We thank you.
Thank
oh,
you,
oh,
Jesus.
Oh, oh, you have not
thank
seen,
you,
God
Jesus.
Says,
yes, Lord.
Oh,
thank
Lord,
you.
Bless you. My God,
thank
your eye
you,
has not
Lord.
Seen, nor has your ear heard, nor
thank
has it entered into your mind.
Thank you, Lord.
The things I have in store for you.
Hallelujah.
And your last shall be
hallelujah,
better.
Jesus.
Shall
Lord
be
Jesus.
Better.
Thank
your
you.
Former days. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the name
Jesus.
Of
thank
Jesus.
You, in the name of
after
Jesus.
All he's been through, my God.
Yes,
God's
Lord.
Gonna,
thank
the
you.
Big eraser.
Thank you.
He's making to take the big eraser.
Thank
and he's
you,
erasing
Jesus.
So many
thank
things
you.
That are trying to hold you back. And God is releasing
you,
his blessings. Into your
thank
life.
You, Jesus.
In Jesus'
thank you.
Name.
In Jesus'
amen.
Name, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank
you.
Thank
we
you,
praise
Lord.
You. And we touch and agree
yes,
with her,
Lord.
Oh God, for what
yes.
you're seeking and doing in her life. In
thank
Jesus'
you,
name
Lord.
We pray.
In Jesus' name. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Rebecca. Thank you, Pastor Anthony. May he continue to bless you both, you and your family. Thank you so much.
Amen.
God bless
you. God bless
you.
God bless
you.
God bless you. She hallelujah. Is standing on her faith, and we thank God. Amen. Amen. Trusting in the Lord. Yes, yes.
My God. Hallelujah.
We'll take another call. If you press 1, we will pray with you and pray for you. And we thank God. Amen. For the callers that have called in tonight in the name of Jesus. But, Pastor, even as God gave the people of God instruction that they're going to go into the promised land, remember over in Numbers where they spied out
yes,
the land,
yes,
and
yes.
they saw the giants,
yes.
and they got discouraged,
yes.
saying, we can't know how get those giants out of the land or defeat them.
Go ahead.
And God did not allow them to inherit the land.
Yes.
But
yes.
Caleb and Joshua had another spirit.
Yes.
And that's what comes on this prayer line, people of faith who see the impossible.
Yes.
Some people have really giant situations that they're facing.
Yes.
But still believe in God.
My God.
So we see through biblical evidence that God will honor that kind of faith.
Yes, yes,
and I'm sure
God's going to continue to bless his people.
Yes, because God says when you have that Caleb spirit, when you have the spirit of Caleb, he says he will, you will possess the land. My God, God is not a liar. My God, he says, I'm not a man that I should lie. I'm not the son of man that I should repent and change my mind. The Bible says that God having nobody else to swear by, he swore by himself. And we have to understand that our God is not like man. See, man will let you down. Man will tell you untruth. Man will lie to you. Man will disappoint you. But God is greater than man. My God. God is God. And he cannot lie. By the immutability of his word and his character, the Bible says he cannot lie. My God. It is impossible for God to lie. So we just thank God, hallelujah, that there's one thing is impossible for him to do. And one or two, and one is lie, and two is fail. My God, he can't lie and he can't fail. My God, hallelujah. So it's going to happen. You've got to continue to trust in the Lord, trust God and his word. My God, stay on the battlefield, continue to believe God, refuse to quit, let God's glory be stirred up on the inside of you. Continue to seek God's face like never before. When it looks impossible, seek the God of the possible. My God. When it looks like it won't work, seek the God who's always at work. My God. Hallelujah. Our God is always at work. He says that we know that that all things work together. He's working behind the scenes. My God. No matter what we're facing on today, no matter what you're facing on today, you have to know that God is still at work in your life. You have to know that God is still at work in the middle of your situation. He's working on your kids. He's working on your spouse.
On.
He's working on those people, Sister Maria, that have to prove that disability.
Yeah,
come on, somebody. God is still at work. Hallelujah. God can move the hearts of men. He can move the hearts of women. Pastor, you said it. The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we got to know that we know that we know. Paul said, we heard and we believe, therefore we have spoken. My God, we speak according to our faith. We speak according to what we believe and not what we see. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So even when we can't see it, we still sound like fools. Come on. Come on, because it takes some fools to declare what thus says the Lord when you're looking at a foreclosure notice. It takes a fool to say, I believe God, even though everything in my life is lining up contrary to the word of God. God says, be a fool for me. God says, because I'll take the foolish things to confound the wise. I wish I had somebody that would believe the word of the Lord on tonight. My God, David says, I encourage myself. Come on, y'all think this is about you all, but we got to, Pastor Anthony and we have to encourage ourselves sometimes in the Lord. My God. So like David, we encourage ourselves. And we encourage you. We encourage ourselves. And we talk. This is self-talk. My God.
Amen.
Y'all just overhearing my conversation. Come on. We're talking about believing God. We're talking about walking with God. We're talking about trusting God. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we just thank you for every person on this prayer line, God. We thank you, Lord, for every family, God. We thank you, Lord, for every prayer request that they have before you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you won't fail, God. We thank you, Lord, that you got a promise over their lives and that you won't go back on your promise. Lord, like Pastor Minister, we call down the walls of Jericho. We shout hallelujah and we declare and decree that every wall is falling down in the name of Jesus. Every wall, my God, every wall of opposition got to come down. My God, in the name of Jesus, got to be more careful. Every wall is coming down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The walls are falling. The walls are falling. The walls are tumbling down. The walls are crumbling.
Jesus.
and they will not be reinstated. They will not be, those walls of opposition, they can't, this enemy will see no more. Oh, my God, those walls can't be rebuilt. My God, God is destroying the walls. God is demolishing the walls. My God, that wall of fear, that wall of low self-esteem, that wall of frustration, that wall of depression, that wall of poverty, my God, is coming down. That wall of sickness, my God, is coming down. That wall of division and dysfunction in your family is coming down in the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God.
I'm about to praise him.
My God, go ahead and praise him. Wall, go ahead and praise him. You saved him. The wall will come down. So somebody better go ahead and get your shout on. You better go ahead and get your shout on. So, Lord, we thank you for every person on this prayer line, God. We thank you for the walls being demolished in their lives. We thank you, Lord, for prophetically, Father God, releasing, Father God, breakthrough into every life, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that no weapon formed against them can prosper. We thank you that they are the head and not the tail, that they are above and never beneath. We thank you, Lord, that they are victorious, oh God, more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We bless your name, God. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the Lion of Judah. You are the Lamb, my God of Judah. You are the first and the last, my God, the beginning and the ending. My God, you have the keys of life and death, the power over the gates of hell. My God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, and we praise you. We pray for Mother Mae Thomas on tonight. Lord, we just thank you for my mom. Thank you for her life, God. Thank you, Lord, for her being on this prayer line, God. Thank you. Lord, we just ask that you bless her.
Touch her, Lord.
Touch every child. Touch every adult child. Touch her grandchildren, her great-grand. My God, even her great-great-grand. My God, if she has any, hallelujah. Lord, touch, my God, deliver, set free. My God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we declare and decree, oh glory, hallelujah, breakthrough over every one of her children's lives, that every yoke is destroyed. The yoke, every yoke that the devil set up is destroyed. I pray for my sister, Brashida. I pray for her life, God. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against her can prosper. I pray healing in her vocal cords. I pray healing in her tonsil area. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I thank you, Lord, for her life, God. I break every chain. I break every chain off of her life, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for my sister Renee, God. I thank you for victory in her life. I thank you for breakthrough in her life. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For what you're doing in her life, oh God. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, I pray for my sister Jackie, God. Thank you for keeping her safe in this last year of her serving the military, her 23rd year, God. We thank you, or 23rd, 24th, whatever year it is, God. We thank you for keeping her safe, God. Keeping her, walking with her, talking with her. Put a hedge of protection around her. And, Lord, I thank you for my brother. Heal his foot right now, God. We thank you that plantar fasciitis, Lord, we bind it up, oh God. We call it out. We call it out. We call it out by the root. We call it out by the root. And we declare him healed in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, touch Gregory Carter's mother, God, our brother. We thank you for healing us, delivering us, God, walking with us through this time. Touch Gregory's mom. Touch his son, his daughter, oh God. Touch, oh God, touch everybody that loves him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, his wife. Lord, we ask that you will minister healing to their family, God, even as they deal with Greg's past. Lord, we ask that you will touch his family. Touch Sister Rita on tonight, God. At the loss of her brother, oh God, we pray for Sister Rita. We pray for her brother's wife. We pray for her brother's children, oh God. We pray for the rest of the family, God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will be with their family, God. even if they deal with the passing of their loved one, oh God. Lord, you're able to heal every heart. You're able to heal every hurt. Lord, there's no hurt that you can't heal, God. So we thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. We magnify your name. We worship you. We glorify your name. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for touching Sister Rita, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. Touch her on tonight, God. Minister to her on tonight, God. Set her free, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, let her know you're with her, God. Let her know, God, that you're with her on tonight, God. Let her know, God, hallelujah, that she is not forsaken, God. Strengthen her, God. Strengthen her, Lord. Strengthen that family, God. And, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Touch our young people. Touch Kevin Callow Jr., God. Touch him, oh, God. Touch him, God. Touch him. Touch Sister Vanita. Touch the baby, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for touching, God. Lord, let them know, Lord, that you're still with them, oh, God. Walk with them. We put a hedge of protection around them, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, God. We thank you, Lord. Touch Jessica. Touch Jay, oh, God. Kayla, Sudani, God. Touch our young people, God. In the name of Jesus, touch the Davis family, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch the minister Singley. Heal him, God. Thank you for touching those vocal cords, touching his tonsils, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing. God's healing power is being released on this line. Touch Mr. Johnson, God. Mr. Leroy Johnson, God. Touch, God. Complete the work, oh, God. Hallelujah. Let him get up and walk, oh, Lord. Let him get up and walk, God. Give him back the use of his body, Lord. Lord, we thank you for miracles. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you, Lord, for miracles, God. We thank you for breakthrough, God. We thank you, Lord, for the impossible being made possible, God. We thank you for heaven touching earth, oh, God. Touch, oh, God. Touch, oh, God. Touch. Touch every person. Touch on this prayer line. Touch right now, God. Touch, God. Sister Miriam. Touch Minister Jamal. Sister Gail. Touch. Sister Carmen. Touch them, Lord. Touch. Anoint, God. Touch, heal, God, deliver, touch, oh, God, Sister Lori, touch, God, touch, Brother Elijah, God, touch, my God, touch, set free, God, break the shackles, God, break every chain, God, send ministry, send healing to every house, God, yes. touch, Brother Mingle, God, touch, God, touch. Touch, God. Touch. You can do it. Only you can do it. Touch, Mother May. Touch. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for this prayer line. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to continue to pray for Sister Rita, who brother transitioned in this tragic car accident. Please pray for her. We love you, Sister Rita, and we're going to continue to pray for you and your family. Amen. At this time in your lives, there are no words, and we thank God for you being part of the new creation family. Please continue to pray for the Carter family. That is our friend Greg that we've been mentioning over this prayer line for the last couple of years. He's with Jesus now and continue to pray for his mom, his son. He had a five-year-old daughter, and we thank God for his family who are still here, but it's not easy. And pray for the Carter family. So we thank God for you and this prayer line. We know that the prayers of the righteous really do availeth much. And pray for our church. We're going through transition and again, we're asking those of you who can and will sow a seed into the ministry. The church needs finances. The church is in need of a financial miracle, and we thank God for you and your faithfulness. No amount is too small. No amount is too big. Go to that website, hit the donate button, and you can make a quick transaction and bless the ministry with your money and with your seed. And we thank you in advance for that. But we believe in prayer, and we know many people are going through much, but we know that God is able. So, Father God, as we in the name of Jesus. And the website to sow is nccmonline.org. Those are the initials of the church, New Creation Christian Ministries, nccmonline.org. And then you just go to that website, and you'll see our website, and it's really easy to navigate through, and you'll see that donate button. And we really appreciate those of you who are part of this prayer line, who knows that we're trying, and we are doing an effective work here in New Jersey, Hillside. But we have a need, and we're not ashamed to have not because we ask not. So we're asking, amen, and we're believing, God, that you will sow. So we thank God for you tonight. Continue to pray for us, pray for the church. God is moving in Hillside. Pastor preached a powerful word on Sunday, loving somebody when somebody loves you back, talking about the church of Ephesus left their first love, doing all the right things, but left their first love, and God threatened to remove the candlestick, remove that light, remove his glory. And there's so many sometimes churches who are operating without the glory, without God's presence, that Ichabod spirit. And we don't want to be that kind of church just going through the motions. But we want the glory of the Lord, Pastor, to show up every time.
Yes.
We go to 1482 Maple Avenue or we come to this prayer line.
Yes.
We need the glory of God on this prayer line. So this is not just us. Yes, we are bodies that God is working through, but we can't do nothing without him.
Yes, yes.
I said we can't do nothing without the Lord. So it's the anointing that destroys the yoke.
Yes.
It is the anointing that destroys the yoke. So if you have a prayer request, we'll give you one more opportunity to press one. But we're going to go down with a song, and we thank God for every caller tonight. Mom, we love you. We thank God. Amen. It's past the call some specifics, but there are so many that listen to the archives. There's so many phone numbers that we do not recognize sometimes. And we thank God for you calling this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Again, we're starting our Bible study again tomorrow night, 7:30, 1482 Maple Avenue. We started Children's Church on Sunday. The kids were so blessed as we took them out of the sanctuary. The adults got a break, and we taught them on their level. And we're going to continue Children's Church 2 to 3 day Sundays a month. And pastors about to birth the women's ministry on Saturday morning. We're going to do some new things with a Friday night service once a month. We're believing God that he's just moving. But he told us to reinstate Bible study. We put it down for a season. But that first Bible study, that first midweek service, will be on tomorrow night at 7:30. And we're going to have a great lesson for you on tomorrow night. So if you're in this New Jersey area, press your way to Bible study tomorrow night and midweek service, and you will be blessed. Spread the word in Jesus' name. Pastor, we're going to go now. Amen. 1482 Maple Avenue is the address of the church, Hillside, New Jersey. If you're going to mail in a seed, 07205, or you can mail it to our P.O. Box number and come to the church as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire. I believe
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you.
I believe.
Whoa.
About your future.